Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking high cost versus low cost beef cow operations with Neville Spear in just a moment.
I've got a question for cattle producers. Are you sure you're getting the best performance out of your cattle? Not if your pastures are crawling with parasites. Send the enemy packing with Long Range, the first and only extended release dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control with just one convenient dose. Because your cattle are exposed to those profit robbers far longer than the 14 to 42 days of protection offered by conventional dewormers. So this grazing season, send parasites packing with Long Range. Still skeptical? Ask your veterinarian or Behringer Ingelheim sales representative about season-long parasite control from Long Range. Or check out thelongrangelook.com.
Federal law restricts this drug to use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian for use in cattle only, not for use in humans or other animal species. Keep out of reach of children, not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age, not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or inveal calves. Post-injection site damage such as granulomas and necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment, not for intravenous or intramuscular use. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Full prescribing information, visit thelongrangelook.com.
Dr. Neville Spear is with Where Food Comes From. Our own Casey Shepard had a chance to catch up with him here in recent days, talking about a recent article that he had written on high-cost cattle operations versus low-cost beef cattle operations. He tells Casey while we watch the ups and downs of the cattle market on a seasonal basis, he says it's also very important to pay attention to the outflow, the cost of your operation, because that's where you can make or break your bottom line.
And in fact, as we start talking about managing costs in a cow-calf operation, you know, again, back to the marketing, it's very easy to get excited about marketing cattle, and it's easy to identify, and it's a big important event. But ultimately, when we start talking about managing costs, it's really a behavioral issue, because it's kind of the day-to-day, it's the blocking and tackling, it's kind of mundane, and but yet it's so important to understand what's coming in and what's going out, and ultimately what's going out.
Well, and a lot of producers are like, listen, Neville, I'm busy. I got a lot of stuff to do. I don't have time for this. But talk a little bit about why it's so important, because it's actually going to be beneficial in the end.
Well, exactly right. And I get that, right? I mean, most producers, when you talk to them, hey, I don't have time. I've got to go work cattle. I've got to fix fence. I've got to put up hay, whatever it might be. And or I might have a part-time job or a full-time job otherwise. But, you know, at the end of the day, I tell people over and over, some of the most important time you spend is going to be inside, either in front of a notebook or in front of a computer, doing work that no one else is going to see you doing. But, you know, when you start looking, for example, in this article that you referenced, we look at the data from Kansas Farm Management Association. And you start looking at the differences in profitability from a high profit operation versus the low profit operations, it might be as much as $600 a cow. And boy, that can add up real fast. And especially as you start thinking about that adding up over time.
Well, I know that most producers are probably doing a little bit of this, but can you give some tips on how you should start, or some good ideas and best practices?
Well, it always, when I tell people, you know, the first thing to start is you got to look at your feed costs, because typically in most cow-calf operations, feed costs are going to represent about 40 to 50% of all your costs. And boy, then you have to ask them oftentimes the hard question is, what about your hay? You know, would you be maybe better off selling your baler, buying hay and running more cows, whatever it might be? But it's really the feed costs are generally the place to start. But regardless, I think you ask, you know, exactly the right question is, as you start this process, it's ultimately a flywheel. And whatever small steps you take, it ultimately leads to bigger steps. And what I see is, when producers sort of just start managing little bits in their operation, they start kind of uncovering or finding cracks in other things. And it really can lead to some pretty major advancements all across the operation.
Dr. Neville Spear of Where Food Comes From with our own Casey Shepard, saying that even in a year where prices are bad, in other words, we've got low prices for our cattle, the low-cost cattle operation has a chance to make a profit because of that difference in cost between the low cost and the high cost cattle operations. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 11th. It'll start at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 29,125 head, 8,100 yearling steers, 4,800 yearling heifers, and 8,700 weaned calves. For details of when a lot will sell, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Or for more information, call Superior at 1-800-422-2117. Do remind you, previous Beef Buzz shows on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check them out at your convenience. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.